Every morning, after sitting meditation, our yogis pay homage to the Buddha, to the Dhamma, and to the Sangha by reciting Pali words. Tonight, I would like to explain the attributes of the Dhamma.สวาคาโตภะคะวะตาธัมโมสันทิฏฐิโกอัคคาลิโกเอหิปัสสิโกอัปปะเนหิโกปัจจตังเวทิตัพพะวิญญูหิ There are six qualities of the Dhamma attributes. The DhammaOf the blessed one is well expounded. It is good in the beginning, it is good in the middle, it is good in the end, at the end. Sandhichika.To be realized by oneself. Akaliko, immediate result. Ehipasiko, worthy of invitation. Come and see. Obaneiko, leading on to.Nibbana, Pachyattam Vedhitappo Vinyuhi, to be realized by the wise, each individual. These are the Dhamma attributes. Swakata, well,is bounded by the Buddha. How it is where it's bounded? When we listen the Dhamma carefully with paying attention, at the moment ofListening carefully, we can be at peace because the Dhamma explains how to get rid of defilements, greed, hatred, delusion, mainly three.Unwholesome roots. But we must listen carefully. If we do not listen carefully, we cannot be at peace. That's why, as I said the day before yesterday, I think, the Buddha always.Reminded the bhikkhus who was listening to his talk, Saduka Sunata, listen carefully, Manasikrota, pay attention to the talk. We haven't practiced.The Dhamma yet, but just listen to the Dhamma with paying attention, we can be at peace. When we practice the Dhamma, especially the practice of concentration or insight, samatha and vipassana, at the moment of being mindful on the object, if our mind could follow the movement closely, we can be at peace. When you practice samatha meditation, when the noting mind can stay with the object, you can be at peace. You have concentration. When you practice vipassana meditation, you try to be mindful on the six sense doors. In other words, whatever arises from the six sense doors, you note everything. So you can experience concentration as well as you can understand its nature as they really are. So you can get rid of defilements at the moment of being mindful. According to your practice, your quality, you can gain some insight knowledges. When your insight is strong enough, good enough, you can gain enlightenment. The first enlightenment, the second enlightenment, the third enlightenment, and the fourth enlightenment, arahat. When you attain arahatahood, there's no more defilement. So you can attain nibbana. So Dhamma can help us a lot. It is good in the beginning. It is good in the middle. It is good at the end. That is sila. At the beginning, it is good in the beginning. Samadhi, it is good in the middle. Panya, wisdom, it is good at the end. So they are linking each other. Without sila, we cannot get concentration. Without concentration, we cannot gain wisdom. Sandhetiko, sandhetika. To be realized by oneself, who practices vipassana meditation, jinjan athop lien ko dai mman swa ti nai de tia. If you practice vipassana meditation, you can realize what the Buddha taught as they really are. Three characteristics: anicca, impermanent, dukkha, unsatisfactory, anatta, not spirit, not self, not ego, not permanent entity. You would realize yourself. You would realize yourself. Now, you have practiced for several days, I think about 5 days. During this practice, you may have experienced some quality of the Dhamma knowledge. Dhamma knowledge. at least you understand. It is not easy to control the mind. You have experienced. Whether or not it's true, you can check. As you are incited, you try to keep the mind on the abdomen. Note it as it is appear, rising, falling, from the beginning to the end. You try very hard, following the movement closely. If you try very hard, you are able to note the rising falling for several times. Rest of the times, the mind wanders, thinks, imagines, sometimes criticizing in the thoughts, analyzing, remembering, judging, so many kinds of thoughts come in your mind. Or many kinds of thoughts take your mind away. You are trying to be mindful on the abdomen, but you are unable at the moment. You agreed what the Buddha taught. The Buddha taught, it's not easy to control the mind. It goes wherever it likes. So you do not think it will go far away. Our minds go very far, all over the world, even though we are here. Then you try very hard. You can keep the mind on the abdomen. According to your quality of the practice, then you can note the rising falling closely. While you are noting the rising falling, a kind of understanding would arise when you note rising, the rising, the abdomen inflates. When you note falling, the abdomen deflates. Or upward movement or downward movement, contracting or expansion, as you understand. So this is a noticing. You realize there are two things. Only two things, noting and movement. Noting is the mind, movement is the matter or body. Matter gle ne, masya gle. Matter gle ga nam bo, masya gle ga yau bo, phauna paina gle bo. So you understand. If you go on noting continuously, you would understand deeper mind effect, mind and matter, cause and effect. There are three characteristics in rising and fading away every moment. Yogis would understand. So to be realized by oneself, the more we are mindful, the more we can understand clearly. Clearly. Here I would like to say, when you listen to the instruction tape, what our late most venerable Master Shara said, labeling. Labeling is not important. To understand the true nature is important. But we cannot forget labeling. Labeling can help us a lot, especially for beginner yogis. Labeling is not important, but can help us a lot. If we just watch without labeling, we will not get concentration easily. That is why we have to label rising, falling, mentally. In this way, our mind, noted mind, could follow the movement closely. Not only the rising and falling, all the physical activities must be labeled. Right step, left step, and so on. So in this way, we can get mindfulness. Our mindfulness can be stronger. We can get concentration. When we continue practicing rising, falling, when the mindfulness is getting better and better, yogis would notice. They could not see the form. They could not label rising, falling, but they can feel movement. In the report, they would say, now I cannot label rising, falling. Even they might confuse for the first experience. They could be mindful on everything. They could not label, but they can feel the movement. What happened? At the beginning, I could note, I could label as rising, falling. When I practice walking meditation, I could see my foot, I could see the abdomen, the form or the shape. Now, I could not see the form or shape. Also, could not label rising, falling. They might confuse for the first experience. When they report, they mentioned, look disappointed, upset. So that's why meditation teachers advise them, it doesn't matter. If you could not label, it doesn't matter, just go ahead. So at the time, we cannot label when our mindfulness is getting better and better. But we can feel the movement, the true nature, the vayu dhatu, air element. So according to our practice, we can understand clearly as they really are, santejika, to be realized by oneself. Akalika, immediate result. When we practice meditation, we can get immediate result. Before practicing meditation, we take precepts, 8 precepts here. When we take 8 precepts, we must be careful of our speech, our action. So not to do any other unwholesome deeds, or we can get immediate result. When we are mindful, we try to control our mind. Even though we are unable to note the rising, falling, when the thoughts come, we note thoughts. Mostly, we are enlightened one's thought is unwise thoughts. Sometimes, maybe wise thoughts want to do charity, want to listen to Dhamma talk. Mostly, unwise thoughts appear in the mind. Even though there are unwise thoughts, must be noted. Whatever arises in the mind and body must be noted as you are instructed, as we are instructed. So note thinking, or wandering. When we note effectively, the wandering thoughts disappear. Or no more thoughts in the mind. The mind is clear. So immediate result. When we note the rising, falling carefully, we also can notice changing or upward movement or downward movement. Immediate, we can get immediate result. We don't need to wait for some time. If you buy a lottery, you have to wait for several days to get the result. If you practice meditation, you can get immediate result. Akalika ehipasika, worthy of invitation. The Buddha invited us. Come and see. Worthy of invitation. Come and see. He didn't encourage us to believe blindly. He didn't encourage. I am the Buddha. Whatever I say, you must believe me. He didn't say that. I have comprehended. I have attained. Thus, you too would comprehend. If you practice thus, do come. Practice. Try to see yourself. So he invited us. He invited us. Come and practice what he have comprehended. So if we now we practice meditation. If we practice meditation, what he taught, the four foundations of mindfulness, contemplation of the body, contemplation of feelings, contemplation of consciousness, contemplation of the Dhamma. During the practice, what he taught, do we have some understanding? Do we experience what he taught? Purification of the beings, purification of the mind, overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, disappearance of pain and grief, reaching the right path and fruition, realization of the Nibbana. At least, purification of the mind. When our mind is concentrated, or being mindful, moment to moment, at the moment, our mind is clear and pure. So we might experience clear mind and pure mind. Then we shall have confidence in his practice. What he said is pure mind is true. Now when I am mindful on the mind and body, my mind is pure. How do we know pure mind? When we are noting practicing sometimes happy feeling, sometimes at peace. At peace means there is no unwholesome thoughts, unwholesome deeds, no anger, no wanting, no attachment, no desire, depression. At the moment of noting closely, to the present object. In this way, we have confidence in his practice. When we attain enlightenment, we shall have unshakable confidence of faith in the Buddha and his teachings and his noble disciples. Ehi pasika opaneika opaneika leading on to Nibbana and otherwise. We ought to practice meditation until we attain enlightenment. The first stage of enlightenment, Sotapatti fruition. The second, Skadagami fruition, once Ritana, Nagami non-Ritana, then Arhat. As the Buddha taught, we should practice until we attain arahatahood. Arahatahood. But our late most venerable Master Shero encouraged, at least we should practice until we attain the first stage of enlightenment. If we haven't attained the first stage of enlightenment, we are going to be reborn again and again. We cannot escape from the four woeful states, Niraya, four apayas. If we do not escape from four apayas, we are going to suffer. That's why he encouraged his devotees at least should practice until attain the first stage of enlightenment. Pisadam vedidapo vanyuhi. To be realized by the wise, each individual, four makas and four phalas. When we practice these four foundations of mindfulness, we have the chance to attain enlightenment, the first enlightenment, Sotapatti Magga and Sotapatti Phala. Each individual. The first enlightenment ones cannot understand what the second experienced. Now our yogis here practice meditation according to the four foundations of mindfulness. The non-practitioners, they cannot understand what you have experienced. They cannot judge what you have experienced because they do not practice meditation. If they do not practice meditation, how would they know what you have experienced? That's why Pachyattam Vedittapo Vanyuhi, to be realized by the wise. The wise means the practitioners who have attained enlightenment. Yogavi, Jayate Puri. Wisdom comes from meditation, as the Buddha taught. But this kind of Dhamma cannot understand easily. Cannot understand easily. That's why the Buddha said, Gambira very deep what he experienced, what he met the Dhamma with his practice is very deep, profound, Gambhira, Dubhasa, not easy to see clearly. Dura Nubodha, not easy to penetrate. Attaka Vajra cannot understand by thinking or analyzing. Attaka Vajra cannot understand by thinking or analyzing. So we have to understand here, there are three kinds of understanding or knowledge. By thinking, thinking knowledge, just simply say thinking knowledge. Then study knowledge. Then practice knowledge. Bhavanamaya. We practice here to get Bhavanamaya Jnana, the wisdom, with practice. With practice. So when we practice these four foundations of mindfulness, we must follow what the Buddha taught. Our late most venerable Mahasaya wrote the short motto, Chikkhai Shuma Tabhava Moksha Tinandi. We must note present moment. We must note present moment so that we can notice the reality, the true nature. That means when we see, we must note seeing. When we see something or somebody in our eyes, we must note seeing. When we hear, at the moment of hearing, we must note hearing. When we smell, we must, at the moment of smelling, we must note smelling. When we eat, at the moment of eating, we must note eating. When we touch, at the moment of touching, we must note touching. When we think, at the moment of thinking, we must note thinking. Very simple. The instruction is very easy. Practice is very difficult. Not easy to practice. The instruction is very easy. Whatever arises from the six sense doors must be noted or be aware of it or take note of it. Very easy. But real practice is very difficult. Is it easy to note the rising falling? Is it easy to note seeing or hearing or smelling or tasting or touching? Not easy. For beginner yogis, I would like to suggest noting seeing and hearing. Noting seeing and hearing. As we are instructed, when we see something or somebody, we must note seeing, seeing, seeing. Or hearing, hearing, hearing. If you are beginner yogi, when you note seeing, seeing, you cannot note seeing object closely. You will not get concentration easily. That's why should not note for quite some time. Just note seeing, seeing a few times, then come back to the rising and falling. When you hear, you note hearing for a few times, then come back to the rising and falling. Pay more close attention to the rising and falling as a main object. Main object. When you are able to note the rising falling closely, then you would have concentration. When you have concentration, then suddenly you might see something or somebody or images, what you say, nimittas. So note, seeing. When we see nimittas, it's not special object. Sometimes we think my practice is very good. I see the nimittas, this and that. We are very happy to see the nimittas. When we see the nimittas, we think our meditation is very good. No, it's nothing special. Sometimes, because of the thoughts, we can see nimittas. Sometimes, because of the strong concentration, we can see nimittas. But whatever appears in our mind or in our thoughts must be noted, such as Buddha Rupa, the monks, and pagodas, and devas, deities, skeletons, dead bodies. We would see while we are noting or practicing. So note, seeing closely. If we do not note seeing closely, attachment would arise, then fear would arise. Let's say you are noting the rising falling closely, you have concentration without missing much, without much thoughts, then suddenly you might see skeleton or dead body. You might, if you do not note seeing, you might fear seeing the dead body or skeleton. Then you will not practice. You are so frightened. Also a kind of dosa. When you see Buddha Rupa or monks or deva or deity, let's say the deity. Deity is the desirable object, pleasant object. We like to see very much because it's so beautiful. In the book, I haven't seen yet. So, if you do not know seeing, the attachment would arise. So you cannot progress your practice. So when we note it closely, it would disappear. Also, we may think when we see the images or such as nimittas, our practice is very good. As you know, seeing this kind of nimittas, we haven't seen rising and fading away nature. Without experiencing rising and fading away nature, we cannot attain enlightenment, as you know. So when you note seeing, the image disappear, the nimitta disappear. Oh, before the rise, the noting, the rising falling, the image hasn't appeared. So when the image appears, you note seeing. When you not seeing, the image disappeared. In this way, you would understand rising, fading away nature. So when you attach to it, when you like it, it won't disappear easily. I still remember when I was in Burma, our Saroji, Shudango Saro, Saro Upanita, asked me to follow him. I always followed him wherever he went to teach meditation, Upper Burma and Lower Burma. At that time, I looked after yogis. Then later, he allowed me to interview yogis. Yogis. One day, he went away to give a talk. Myself and another junior monk take care of the yogis. So we shared yogis for interview. A lady, she reported her experiences. She paid attention for the Nimitta. She told me while she was practicing, she saw Nimittas, devas and devis. I told her, note, seeing. Next day again, she reported, I saw the Nimittas, devas and devis. Note, seeing. She didn't like it. What she expected, oh, your meditation is very good. She expected. But I didn't say her experience is very good. Just said, note, seeing. Then later, she got angry with me. This monk is still young. He is very proud. Then she got angry because I didn't say her practice is good. So when Saroji came back, she told Saroji about her experience because she thought she gained some insight knowledge. She attained enlightenment. So we may think seeing Nimittas, the practice is very good. Now as you know, we must note seeing. Without noting seeing, we won't know, understand, rising, fading away nature. Just attachment, seeing the pleasant object. If we see unpleasant object, fear would arise, anger would arise. That's why we must note seeing. The hearing also. If we do not note hearing, attachment would arise. The sweet sound, sometimes in the thoughts, it's not reality. It would like music, even you may hear in the thoughts. Noting rising, falling at the same time, there is sounds or music at the in the background, you might hear. But sometimes, not the sounds. When our noting mind is not strong enough, we are noting the rising falling. At the same time, we also might hear or might see something. This means our noting mind is not sharp enough yet. That's why, doesn't matter, we cannot gain immediately. Take our time. Noting, rising, falling, whatever rises in the body and mind. There are two things we may notice. While I am noting the rising, falling, there is something in the background, maybe hearing or maybe seeing, something in the behind. This shows our noting mind is not strong enough yet. Slowly, when we note carefully, then slowly we can concentrate on the abdomen. That's why we must follow or we must take the instruction what the Buddha taught. What the Buddha taught. Also here, yesterday I said the initial effort, something like the jhana, noting the rising falling. The initial noting, we try to direct our mind on the present object. Not only one time noting, rising, falling, or sitting, touching, or whatever, the present object. We must note again and again, the mind, noting mind, the rubbing, the rising, falling, something like that. So it's called vichara. Then PT, happiness, or rejoice. If our mind, noting mind, could follow the movement closely, how do we feel? If the noting mind could follow the movement, you are able to note the present object closely. You feel happy or satisfaction. If we are unable to note the present object, depression or upset or discouraged feeling, I am unable to note. I am unable to be mindful on the abdomen. Therefore, I am here doing nothing, know nothing, so become upset. Not like this. If you are able to note the rising falling, you feel happy, rejoice. Oh, piti, vitaka, vichara, piti, sukha, comfortable feeling. When we are able to note or be mindful moment to moment, we do not know the time. Otherwise, what's the time now? Is it 1 o'clock complete? Ah, not complete now. 2 minutes to 8 o'clock. Then look at the clock. Look at the clock. Why? Because we cannot note the present object closely. That's why the mind becomes restless, waiting for the clock. Yeah. Now, you are able to note the rising, falling, and other objects. Then feel comfortable. Even though you are sitting on the floor without cushion, you don't feel hurt, comfortable. This is called sukha. Then ekakata, the mind doesn't go anywhere. When you keep the mind on the abdomen, the mind stays on the abdomen. When the feeling arises, suddenly, immediately, the mind shifts to the pain, then note the pain. Then the mind doesn't go anywhere, just stay with the pain. Then seeing different feelings, the noting the pain, getting increased, getting decreased, moving around, you would notice different qualities of feelings. So in this way, you have confidence. According to your mindfulness, when you are noting everything, you would understand rising and fading away nature, rising and fading away nature, rising and fading away nature, everything. Pikai shuma, the bawa, mocha ti nandi, the bodhi ma udaya, waya mi nandi, pipya mi ma nesa, dukha ti nandi, and jarai, sambok. When you pipya mi ma nesa, dukha ti nandi, once you see rising and fading away nature, you would understand it is dukkha unsatisfactory. When you see unsatisfactory, you see anatta, there is no spirit in our body. There is no soul in our body. There is anybody in our body, in the rising and falling, in the bending and stretching, in the sitting, in the standing, in the walking, right step, left step, and so on. Why you understand clearly? Because you try to be mindful moment to moment, moment to moment. That's the deep mindfulness. That's why the Buddha always reminded bhikkhus, appamadena sambandita, be mindful on the five aggregates, mind and body, five aggregates, be mindful, don't forget. Be mindful, he reminded the bhikkhus every day. Every day. Now our yogis also, after taking precept, the monk reminded, appamadena sambandita, be mindful on the five aggregates. The five aggregates. Next day I will try to explain the rupa khanda, vedana khanda, sanya khanda, sankhara khanda, vijnana khanda. The group of corporeality, the group of feelings, the group of perceptions, the group of intentions, and the group of mindfulness. So we, in other words, on the mind and body. Now our yogis also trying to be mindful every day on the mind and body. According to your mindfulness, according to your effort, the physically and mentally, you would understand. When you understand, you experience sandhetika to be realized by oneself, akalika, immediate result, all six kinds of quality of the Dhamma. So today, I will stop here. May you be well and happy. May you be able to practice meditation diligently, then may you understand the Dhamma clearly as they really are, then may you attain Nibbana.